This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the transformative role played by women in the journey towards a developed India, underlining the government's focus on women-led development over the past 11 years. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi reaffirmed that in all sectors including science, education, sports, startups and the armed forces, women are excelling and inspiring several people. In a social media post, the Prime Minister noted that the NDA government has redefined women-led development through a series of impactful initiatives. These include ensuring dignity through Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, financial inclusion via Jan Dhan accounts, and empowerment at the grassroots level. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is on a seven-day official visit to France, European Union and Belgium from today. During his France visit, the External Affairs Minister will hold bilateral discussions with his counterpart, Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs of France, Jean-Noël Barrot. He will also engage with the senior leadership of France and interact with think tanks and media. Dr. Jaishankar would also participate in the inaugural Mediterranean Rayasena dialogue. The Manipur government has ordered suspension of internet and mobile data services in the territorial jurisdiction of five valley districts for 5 days. The decision has been taken in view of the prevailing law and order situation following the protest after the arrest of a Meithi outfit leader. The districts include Imphal West, Imphal East, Thoubal, Bishnupur and Kakching. Our correspondent has the details.
After the widespread protests in valley districts last night, additional security arrangements have been made as the prohibition under Section 163 of BNSS has been enforced in five districts of Manipur. Streets and markets remain deserted today and all government and private institutions remain closed. Meanwhile, a team of MLAs call on the governor of Manipur today and discuss about the present situation. Rishi Thaksom, Akashwani News, Imphal.
The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested three insurgents in a case related to a deadly attack on security forces that killed two police commandos and injured several others in Manipur last year. The three men, along with their associates, had planned, conspired and executed the attack on the Indian Reserve Battalion post and security forces in Moray on the 17th of January last year. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested a member of Arambai Tengol at Imphal Airport today. He was involved in various criminal activities related to Manipur violence in 2023. The CBI is investigating Manipur violence cases as per the direction of the Supreme Court. Three Congress legislators, G. Vivek Venkateswamy, A. Lakshman Kumar and V. Srihari, have been sworn in as ministers in Telangana State Cabinet this afternoon. Telangana State Governor Yeshu Dev Verma administered the oath of office in secrecy at a ceremonial event held at a Darbar Hall in Raj Bhavan in Hyderabad. This is the first expansion of about 13-month-old Revanth Reddy's cabinet in Telangana. Bihar has emerged as the national front-runner in digital transformation in healthcare, achieving the number one rank in the Ayushman Bharat digital mission implementation. With a remarkable 92% online OPD registration rate at government health facilities and the highest number of QR code scans for patient services, the state is setting new benchmarks for accessible and efficient public health delivery. Bihar's state-of-the-art command and control center, situated in the capital city Patna, is playing a crucial role in achieving this remarkable transformation. Akashwani celebrates its 90 years today. This day, on June 8, 1936, the Indian State Broadcasting Service was renamed All India Radio. This red letter day marks a special moment in the cultural, information and broadcasting history of the country, where a voice was born that would echo through generations. In the French Open Tennis 2025, second seed Italian pair of Sara Errani and Jasmine Paolini have won the women's doubles crown. The pair defeated Kazakhstan's Anna Danilina, paired with Serbia's Aleksandra Krunic 6-4, 2-6, 6-1 for the title in the finals today. In the men's singles, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz will face world number one Jannik Sinner for the crown later today. Alcaraz ousted Lorenzo Musetti, who had to retire with a leg injury in their semifinal clash, while Sinner whizzed past Novak Djokovic in straight sets. And with that, we end this news bulletin.